All right, welcome back to another episode of the Golden Ram Coach's Corner podcast. We're joined here by Head Women's Basketball Coach Garrett Wood. And Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So opening day, now just a few days away.
Talk about how the teams looked through the first few months of the practice.
Obviously, it's a different roster than last year's team. So we've been spending some time getting acclimated, trying to establish team chemistry and just getting the newbies on board with the things that have been successful for us in the past couple years. And I think they're doing a great job. They're working hard. They're buying in. It's going to take some time, obviously, just because they don't know what they don't know. But I think they're doing a good job of picking up on the things that we're trying to teach them. And like I said, they're working really hard on both ends of the floor. So I'm pleased with the progress.
So, I mean, so you said it, you know, it's a different looking team. You know, you lost a big senior class. You lost three starters, including Leah Johnson. But talk about your returning group. You know, you do have two-time all-conference players coming back. Mm-hmm. There's some talented sophomores and Jared Guns.
Absolutely. So we have Mia Kazicki, who is a beast, right? She's a post player. She can score in a variety of different ways, can score at all three levels, can stretch the floor by knocking down the three, rebounds like a monster, can finish in the post with contact, and was the defensive player of the year 2 years ago. So she can definitely be a leader on both ends of the floor for us. And then we also have Anna McTamney, who was also second team all conference last year. Both are captains and provide, you know, size at the guard position, can also rebound, can shoot the three, can finish. So we'll be relying on them heavily on both the offensive and defensive end, not just for their scoring, but also for their vocal leadership. So I think they've done a good job now that their role has changed slightly, now that they are the ones that we're looking up to and looking to for more leadership roles. I think that they're relishing that and doing very well with that. And then we have Erin Daly coming off the bench. I mean, who came off the bench for us last year, who is now a starter. So she's asked to play a more significant role. And I think she's doing well. She can pass. She can finish. So, like I said, we're looking for her to do more this year than she did last year. And she had a great freshman year. So we're looking for her to build on that. Kyla, who is a returning point guard for us, can see the floor, can pass. So, again, she'll see more minutes now that Leah is no longer with us, just based on the position that she played last year. So we're looking forward to seeing her progress now that she's going to get game minutes. And then we have a freshman class that we're excited about, particularly the two twins, the Mazur twins. One's a point guard and one's a wing, and both of them can score the ball at a high clip. Defense we're working on, obviously, but we're all a work in progress on the defensive end. But they can definitely score it. They can definitely pass it. So we're looking forward to seeing how that chemistry of the newbies and the returners meshes and how quickly it can mesh.
Six. What do you think your returners can kind of provide to your new players? You know, they're coming off 48 wins in the last few seasons, two NCAA tournament appearances, two PSAC semifinal appearances. Mm-hmm. So they're no strangers to big games.
Absolutely.
What do you think they can kind of bring forward that goes?
I think the knowledge of it, you know, as freshmen, you don't know what you don't know. And the speed of the game, particularly opening weekend, is going to be different from anything that they're used to. So I think the fact that they've been there and played against the West Virginia States, the Glenvilles, and those sorts of styles of plays, they know what's going to work and what's not going to work. And I think that they can do a good job, more so than even the coaching staff, about drilling home the point that things that sometimes work in practice when you get up against these other teams aren't necessarily going to work. And so because they've been in those situations, I think drilling those points home, like, no, come off the screen, use it. No, shorten up that pass. Those sorts of things I think are going to be key.
So one of the players who I've been keeping a little limited practice, is Fanai Moore.
Yes.
She's a tough defensive, looks like a tough defensive player.
Uh-huh.
Talk about how do you think she can kind of fill that Morgan Worley role for last year?
Morgan's a hard shoots to fill, right? But I think that Sanai definitely has that defensive-minded prowess. She doesn't have the size that Morgan had, but that ball pressure, that get up in your shorts and when you're trying to handle the ball against pressure, I think that goes a long way in not only prepping other players on our team, but it'll be good to see her do that in game action against some other people, because I think she's a very scrappy defender that can cause a lot of havoc.
So you're away for five of your first six, including that weekend trip to West Virginia.
Who put that schedule together? What the heck?
You know, talk about, you know, how did it help the young team kind of force the economy to come together pretty quickly?
I mean, I always try to put together a schedule that's going to be challenging. My goal is never to see where we are in November, but hoping that the schedule that we put together prepares us to make a run in March. And that, to me, has always been my philosophy, regardless of the youth of a team or whatever the case may be. So hopefully it doesn't bite me in the butt, but that's my thought process. Road games against competitive teams are always challenging, and how they respond to those will be key in how we're going to perform this year.
So preseason poll came out a few weeks ago, and you were picked second in the East. Yeah, I know we always kind of talk, hey, how much your preseason poll really matter? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. What do you take from that, if anything?
I mean, I appreciate it. I appreciate the thought process, but we're never worried about where we are in the preseason. We're always worried about where we are in March. I think it's a credit to Anna and Mia and the returners that we have that they selected a second. And I mean, shout out to them for that. But we're honestly not worried about polls right now. We're worried about getting better in practice each and every day, you know, excelling in the things that we're great at and getting better at the things that we struggle at. And we're hoping that by doing that day in and day out on a consistent basis, that at the end of the year, we'll be where we want to be as opposed to at the beginning.
Can you give us an idea what we're going to see opening weekend down in West Virginia, you know, two quality Mountain East teams?
Absolutely. It's going to be fast paced. You know, West Virginia State plays very similar, unless they change their playing style, plays very similar to Glenville. Five in, five out. They press the entire time. They shoot threes. When we played them 2 years ago, I think we lost, and the score was like 107 to 102. So high-powered offense is definitely what they're known for. So we're going to try to make it less of a track meet. they're going to try to make it a track meet, and we're going to try to make it a basketball game. So we'll try to slow it down when we can and be opportunistic when we want to get out and run. And same thing with Charleston. Like, they're an up-tempo team. They like the pressure. They do have a new coach, so they might be playing a little bit different in their style of play. But I suspect that both of those games will be fast-paced and up-tempo. And we're going to have to be able to handle the pressure.
So we'll get out here on this. What's your final message for the team before we get things going at 7:30 on Friday night?
Enjoy the moment. At the end of the day, you worked really hard to get here, preseason, pool workouts, you know, weightlifting, all of that kind of stuff. It all was geared to get you to this moment. Now it's the easy part. Now it's just the basketball. Go out and play fun. You're going to make mistakes. It doesn't have to be perfect. Limit the mistakes. And when you do make one, respond in a positive manner, and then let the chips fall where they may.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.